Amen. 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 So I'm excited to teach this morning because it's good news. Everybody say good news. Can anybody use some good news? And I sense this morning what I'm going to teach is apropos because of maybe what some of us are dealing with. But the subject for today is actually watch your mouth. Everybody say watch your mouth. And if you should get excited when I say that, because if what would happen if everything you ask God for just miraculously appeared instantaneously in front of you? Then when I say watch your mouth, it's not a reprimand. It's actually watch your mouth. It's actually like whoever created the MacBook, watch your mouth. And so in other words, somebody spoke something and this appeared. Somebody thought something and this appeared. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Blessings, watch your mouth. Healing, watch your mouth. Amen. Peace, watch your mouth. So everybody say, watch your mouth. So that's the premise for today, the foundation for today. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him, if you want to read with me, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Please do not underestimate the power of the mind and the mouth. Everybody say, watch your mouth. Your mind and your mouth is more powerful than you think. It's really more powerful than you think. Amen. Closed mouths don't get fed. Amen. So Ephesians 3:20, this is the TP translation, if I'm not mistaken, the Passion translation, if I'm not mistaken. Never doubt God's mighty work, mighty power to work in you and accomplish all of this. Everybody say all the things. Accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more. Everybody say infinitely more than your greatest requests. Think about your greatest requests. I sense there are some needs in the house today. Your greatest request, he will achieve infinitely, infinitely more than your greatest request. Your most unbelievable dream. Think about it. Your most unbelievable dream. We're still dreaming in the room, right? Amen. We're still dreaming for our kids, for our grandkids, for our cousins, for this church, for this nation, amen. For our schools, amen. For our parents. Yes, amen. Your most unbelievable dream and exceed your wildest imagination. Exceed your talk and your think. He's exceeding your talk and your think. He's exceeding your think and your talk. Your talk and your think according to the power that works in us. And who's responsible for the power? Yahweh, God, God Almighty. Everybody say, watch your mouth. And so between today and next week, I'm always excited when I get the privilege and the honor to teach consecutively. It is such an honor. And praise the Lord. Today I want to talk about stand, but stand, say it, and see it is what I will cover over the next two weeks. I'm adding another week, all right? Y'all see how excited I am. What's in your heart is the platform you stand on. Everybody say stand. So remember, stand, say it, see it. What's in your heart is what, can you go back, sweets? What's in your heart is the platform you stand on. That should be the truth. Everybody say the truth. That should be the truth. What you stand on will eventually come out of your mouth. What you speak will eventually end up in your hand, AKA C. This is not a name and a claim it teaching, by the way. So, you know, I want to make sure this is placed right. Amen. Watching your mouth is about what you see in the future because of your mouth. What you see in the future because of your mouth, AKA your words. The Bible says, whatsoever, we know this, whatsoever a man thinks in his heart, so is he. We know this. How is that even possible? Something, how is it possible to be something because of what's in your head? Whatsoever a man thinks in his heart, so is he. How is it possible to be something because of what's in your head? It's because the scripture also says, we know this, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So don't be surprised what started in your head eventually shows up in your hand. What started in your head is now in your hand because of your homily, your message, your talk, your words, your speech. What's in your hand is because of your homily. How you can think and speak your way there. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Definitely a reminder today for me. I'm talking to me. Amen. Death and life are in the power. Death and life, same tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Death and life are in the power. Everybody say power. That comes from a Hebrew word, yad. So replace power with hand. Death and life are in the hand of the tongue. So in other words, when you say something, it's like a hand comes out and form it. We have to be careful what we say in front of the next generation. Man, you just a buster. A hand comes out and form it. Man, this nation is going to hell. A hand comes out and forms it. Life and death are in the hand of the tongue. Look at your tongue as a hand. It's translated from a Hebrew word, yad. Death and life are in the hand of the tongue. I know what we see around us. I've been so busy lately, it ain't even funny. I mean, I just don't know if I'm coming or if I'm coming. That's I've been busy lately, amen. Preferably, I've been on assignment. Amen. I've not just been just twiddling my thumbs, just doing anything. I feel like I've been on assignment. Amen. But I know there are things going on on the news, but I have not been watching the news. I just hear the chatter. I feel the chatter. Amen. But let's not let a moment of mayhem cause us to forget memories of miracles. If he did it before, he can do it again. Amen. It's like, man, it's almost like this cycle we see in life that looks like a mountain. Highs and what? Highs and what? It's like you're on a mountaintop and then you're like, I've seen this before. Loss, lack, confusion, drama. And then you're like, boom, I've seen this before too. How many have seen some highs before? How many have seen some lows before? But I want to encourage us, me, let's not let a moment, though, of mayhem. This is the first time I've said that word in years. Mayhem calls you forget memories of miracles. Everybody say, watch your mouth. Because one tree can make 1,000 matches. I've said this before. I said this to some elementary students, and they shouted me down. So don't y'all let them shout, out-shout you. I mean, they amen me like they knew what I was talking about. I'm talking about kids. It's like, yeah, I see it. One tree can make 1,000 matches. One tree, how many matches? One tree, how many matches? Now, how many matches do we have? How many matches do we have right now? 3,000. We have 3,000 because of one tree can make what? 1,000. One tree. Match. 2,000. One tree. 3,000 matches. It only takes one match to burn all the trees down in the forest. It takes one tree, one match, to burn down all these trees in the forest. One negative talk can erase all of the positive memories. Don't let one moment of mayhem cause you to forget the memories of miracles. We've seen this before. This is not the first time a war has broken out in the world. Wars and what? Rumor of wars. But I know we're saying, man, it's getting close. It's getting too close to home now. It's always been close to home. God has always protected us. Not just America, but you. Look at somebody and say, you have been protected. Because I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. We good. Everybody say, watch your mouth. Everybody say, we good. This is not the first time you've seen a bill in the mail. What is it about this bill? Everybody say, we good. Everybody say, watch your mouth. Who witnessed these miracles? I promise you, I will not be long today. You already get it. Who witnessed these miracles? The plagues in Egypt, which is actually a good thing, because that was God basically saying, I'm going to get them for you, and this is how I'm going to do it. So I'm going to do it my way. Just let vengeance is mine. The Red Sea split in Exodus. Food out of nowhere. Who witnessed this? Water from a rock. This is the response. This should be the response after miracles. So after the Red Sea split, this is in Exodus 15, if you want to turn there. The children of Israel, who God was leading out of slavery, bondage, persecution. Then Moses and the Israelites did what with their mouth? They opened up their mouth and they sang praises to the Lord. They sang the song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is after God exalted. If you didn't know, this passage in Exodus 15 was right after God split the Red Sea using Moses for the children of Israel so they can escape from Pharaoh at that time. So my question is, Israel, you witness all of this. Just look at it. Ponder, look at it, gaze, muse for about 10 seconds, 9, 8. Look at what God has done for Israel. Replace Israel with what he has done in your life. What is your Exodus 15? What is your Exodus 15? I heard some of your Exodus 15 this morning. What is your Exodus 15? What is your post number 2? What is your post God healing you? What is your post manna from heaven? What is your post water out of nowhere? What is your post? What is your Exodus 15? Let's just give God a 10-second post Exodus 15 right now. Come on, give God praise for something he has done for you. It should be very easy. It should be very, very easy to lift your hands. It should be very easy. This week, I told Lex, I said, my praise don't match how God is good, how good God has been to me. I said, man, I feel so low right now. She said, well, do better. I said, I am. I said, my praise, my devotion, my worship, it's just never, she says, never going to catch up to how good God has been to me. Amen. It's just, man, when you think about it, it's just, man, you're just never going to, man, his goodness outgoods my praise. Amen. That's why the Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My God, you're so good, but I'm going to die trying, keeping up with your goodness, with my praise. My goodness, whatever I have to do. I was so convicted this week. Man, I'm like, God's goodness. Then it was like, where's your praise? Israel, if you witness all of this in Numbers 14, I was reading in Numbers 14. Everybody say, watch your mouth. Israel. Why did you not keep this posture in Exodus 15? Israel, why are you crying all night in Numbers 14:1? You're crying all night. Everybody say, watch your mouth. Grumbling against Moses and Aaron in Numbers 14:2. Lobbying to die. What? We were better off in the 40s. Are y'all hearing? What? You can go back to the 60s. I'm going to stay in the 2020s. We were better off lobbying to die and go back to Egypt, requesting a new leader to go back to Egypt. Striving to be, listen, we got to strive. This is who I want to focus on, and then I'll be finished. I know what they're doing. I know what they're saying. Amen. But I want God to look at me and say, you're a different story. Alpheus, you're a different cookie. Alpheus Bartholomew Anderson. I know we just met, young lady, but that's my middle name. You should feel privileged. Alpheus Bartholomew Anderson, you a different story. You different. You something different. I'm striving to be called a different story in Numbers 14:24. Numbers 14:24 says, But my servant Caleb, this is a different story. Everybody say, I'm a different story. Everybody say, I'm different. I wrote a song called We Are Different. He has a different spirit. Who has a different spirit? Caleb. Caleb has a different spirit. He follows me passionately. I'll bring him into the land that he scouted, and his children will inherit it. Everybody say, watch your mouth. In Caleb's hand is about to be an inheritance because of his heart and his homily. Homily meaning words, his mouth, what he says. And we're going to dig into that for about 2 minutes, and I'll be finished. Numbers 14, 24. Everybody say, I'm different like Caleb. I'm different like Caleb. Caleb's name, by the way, means wholehearted devotion. So it makes sense that Caleb, when everybody else around here was speaking negatively, he was speaking positively because his name means wholehearted devotion. Everybody around him speaking negatively, but Caleb speaking because out of the abundance of the heart, Caleb speak. Wholehearted devotion. Caleb's name means dog too, by the way. Y'all could just study that. But it also means wholehearted devotion. So he was one of the 12 spies that Moses sent to scout out the land that God promised them. The children of Israel, God promised them. They went through a lot, but they was trying to get to the promised land. Sounds similar. Black History Month was last month. That sounds similar. I'm just trying to get to the promised land. I'm going to get there. Amen. And our people, we are here because of somebody's mouth. The Dr. Kings, the Reverend Jesse Jacksons, amen? Rest in peace. They didn't just march, they said something, amen? Everybody say, watch your mouth. God promised the children of Israel land, and they are at the point of acquisition. They are about to acquire the land. Of course there's opposition, amen? Some see opposition. Caleb sees an opportunity. Everybody say, opposition or an opportunity? An opportunity to speak. Caleb sees an opportunity to stand on business. That's why today I'm talking about stand. Stand, stand. Everybody say stand. And watch his mouth. So what? Who cares? Now what? So what? Who cares? What I'm saying, so what? Who cares? Now what? Caleb received, he received an inheritance because he carried a different spirit. A different spirit equals a different mouth. Make sense? Different spirit equals a different mouth. You're not going to talk different if your spirit's not different. Caleb had a different spirit, and he gained an inheritance. Israel lost theirs because they carried a different conversation. This mouth thing is, man, I have a confession that after service, if you want to ask me what I've been saying every single day, and I'm like, what in the world is happening? It's like and I was encouraged by one of my brothers who started to do this confession. And he said, bro, I'm just telling you, man, God. I almost sounded like him when I said it like that, didn't I? Marcel is his name. And he was like, man, I'm just telling you, and I said, you know what? I know this, and I'm not trying to use it to hack blessings, but the Bible says in Ephesians 4, 29, because I wonder if I can explain the problem more than I can explain the solution. Amen? How many have problems in the room? Okay. The Bible says in Ephesians 4, 29, let no corrupt communication. And I'm not even talking about gossiping. I'm not talking about XYZ, the church. I'm not saying that's, perhaps this is something else. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is what? Good to the use of edifying. Everybody say edifying. Edifying. Everybody say edifying. Edifying. Some students that I teach and some that I encounter, they actually don't need nobody to basically down them or bully them or basically speak down on them. They have enough miles and reps speaking down on themselves. I'm like, hey, we got to change that. I mean, just the morale is low. Man, I don't think it's gonna work. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Is what you saying edifying? Of course to others, but let's be selfish for a moment. Let's get oxygen. Amen. Let's get our own oxygen. How are we building our own selves up in prayer and other tongues? How are we building ourselves up in the word? Now, once you get oxygen, it may minister grace unto others, unto the hearers. Does that make sense? Y'all guys receiving this? I know I am. Are we better at describing the conflict than the solution? Don't let description delay your destiny. Everybody say, Caleb, Caleb. Watch your mouth. Everybody say, Caleb, Caleb. It's different. I'm almost finished. I really am almost finished. It's scaring me right now. I feel like going into something else, but I'm not going to do that. I said I was going to be up, not just because I got a service today. I'm almost finished. I wouldn't do you guys like that. Caleb was different, but everybody around him was basically status quo, the majority. Everybody else around him sounded the same. Imagine being the only two people against thousands, perhaps millions, sounding different. How much courage is going to take for you to speak positively, to speak life when everybody else is speaking, do this? First of all, respect, Caleb. Respect to you. Because Caleb and Joshua, by the way, because it takes, when you see something that's intimidating, and you hear the instantaneous response, this, and you, man, I could go against the grain, or I can follow suit. Everybody say, I'm different though. Everybody say, I'm different. Because what eventually, I'm glad when we read the Bible, we read it and we already know what happens on page 1000. But when they were in it, they didn't know what was going to happen. We kind of see it from the lens of God. We know the beginning and the end. And so, but in it, what they didn't know, what the majority, it called that their mouth delayed. Well, first of all, it caused them not to see the inheritance. They didn't get their blessing. They didn't get to walk in the promised land. But then also the negativity caused Caleb and Joshua to be with the majority. They still saw the promised land, but it was delayed. So you got to watch the company you keep. Everybody say, watch the company you keep. You may be different, and God is going to treat you as so, but it just sucks that they had to also wait a long time to inherit the promise. Does that make sense? When you apply this teaching, follow Caleb's example with watching your mouth. Your words will bring clarity. Your words will bring clarity, opportunities, direction, and open the door to God's best for you. But if you don't, Alpheus, if you don't, words can create confusion, limit my potential, your potential, and lead you down a path of missed opportunities. In other words, if you don't watch your mouth, you might speak yourself away from what God had lined up for you all along. Everybody say, watch your mouth. Everybody say, watch your mouth. Talking to me. Every time I'm talking to me, I know it's a great teaching. Amen. Because it's real and it's raw and I think it's relevant. Everybody say integrity. 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 What do I mean by integrity? These days, we need integrity like Caleb. Integrity is basically, it's foundation, it's substance. It's not going to move. This was a meme that was years old, and this lady said, you ain't going to move me either. Somebody tried to move her from a graduation. She walked in this graduation, this old lady, and she sat down in somebody's seat, and she said, and then they came back. She said, I know you ain't trying to move me. I know you ain't going to move me out the seat. I know you're not going to move me out the seat because I'm an elderly lady anyway. Did y'all see that? She said, and you ain't going to move me either. You know what that is? That's integrity. Everybody say integrity. Integrity does not change. Everybody say character. That's what that is. That's character. That's integrity. Everybody say character. A character does not move. In my Bible, I am looking at an N. An N is a character. Everybody say character. A character, like a character. You write a character. In the daytime, N is a what? In the afternoon, N. In the daytime, an N is a what? Is an N. In the afternoon, it's a what? That's character. A character doesn't change. It doesn't change. A four is going to be a four in the morning. That's Caleb and Joshua. They had character. They didn't change. Everybody say, watch your mouth. It should not be a surprise when what people hear from your mouth on your job. It shouldn't be 14 years and finding out that you're a Christian. And whatever profession you're in, they should know that, yeah, he's different, like Caleb. God said, man, concerning Caleb, he's a different cookie. Everybody say, I'm different. I'm different. It should not be a surprise. That's character. Because you're the same. You're the same. They're more surprised when you switch up if you're a Christian than you are staying a Christian. Sometimes we try to switch up to be cool and be relevant, and they're surprised at that. They're expected for you to have character. Well, I'm just going to let one fly. I'm going to let one cuss word fly just so they know I'm down. They said, man, you cuss. Well, I was trying to relate. No. I need somebody to be consistent because they realize they are not consistent. They need somebody else to be strong. Amen. I thought you the one that I need to come to you to pray for me. But man, if you cussing like I'm cussing, I think that ain't in my notes. We need more alphabets. That's what a character is. Character is. If you stand right, you talk right, and then you will reap right. Everybody say, watch your mouth. Did y'all enjoy this teaching? Amen. Told you it was not going to be long. Clap your hands if you enjoyed this teaching. So, as we wrap this up, what can I say? It's a lot going on in the United Divided States of America. Amen. It's a lot going on your street. It's a lot going on in your house. Amen. But this teaching, watch your mouth, is about literally, it's not a naming and claiming. Today I'm focused on standing on truth, standing on business. But just realize 2 Corinthians 5:10 says, Alpheus will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to the mouth, according to that he hath done, said, whether it be good or bad. Hey guys, let's just stop throwing words and actions around like God don't see it. He sees it. He hears it. God said, I can hear you. And you one of mine. He said, I can hear you. Not only is he saying, I can hear you. He's saying, not Santa Claus, by the way. Not Santa Claus. He's saying, okay, duly noted. I'm writing this thing down. I'm writing it down. Okay. You sure you want to say that? Okay. Okay, you want to? Okay. Okay, okay, repentance today. Okay, repentance today. He said, boom, boom. What is that, eraser? That's an eraser. Because there is a solution. There is a remedy. Amen? There's a remedy. Because we're flesh, and flesh does flesh things. Amen? You look on the news, and flesh does flesh things, right? You get the phone call. But there's a remedy. So God has a pencil and he has an eraser. He has a pencil and an eraser. I want to trigger God's eraser. Anybody want to trigger God's eraser? Repentance. Get that stuff out, because in recording, Phil, you know this, garbage in. When you're recording, garbage in. When you hear the playback, we call it garbage out. Garbage in, garbage out. But if there's no garbage in, there's no garbage out. And so can you join me in maybe a 30-day and see what happens? Because, man, since I've been doing this a little bit differently, with a little bit different understanding and a different spirit like Caleb, because Caleb, God said, Caleb, man, Caleb has a different spirit. I am somewhat doing a confession blitz. And I'm standing on confessions, AKA the word of God. But I'm taking it a little bit further. I'm audibly confessing some things. Because John 3:16 says what? Say it, ready, set, go. If thou what? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Right, but right there, right before the afterwards, if you confess, Romans 10 and 9 says, if you what? If you confess. You see the power of confession? Confession will get you a seat. Confession is powerful in heaven, to make a long story short. Confession is powerful. If you don't think confession is powerful, keep your mouths closed while you're living on earth. You could just don't say nothing and don't praise God. Don't pray if you want to. Let's see how that works out for you. Romans 10 and 9 says, if you confess with your mouth, you good. Eternal life. Eternal life. That's the power of your mouth, your mouth, watching your mouth. And so if you guys want to join me in this confession blitz, just stand up or raise your hand if you don't feel like standing. And we're going to go through just a couple of things you could potentially use as confessions. You can write your own. I was encouraged to write some confessions. My first confession is, God, I thank you that this pollen demon that showed up early this year is gone. Good God Almighty. That's my first one. I'm going to confess that every day. And I won't need no Allegra, Claritin. Or you got some good stuff over there? What y'all got over there at the good old, your good old office? I need something. But in all seriousness, 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promises of God find their yes in him. They are yea and they are amen. That is why it is through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory. Everybody say, watch your mouth. Philippians 4:19 says, love it. Of course, we know this. And he will finance kingdom business. I'm seeing him do it. Because God is not finished with the Andersons. Philippians 4:19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches. Yours, his riches. Yours, his riches. Everybody say, mine. His riches. Everybody say, mine. Need his money. Everybody say, my need. His money. Everybody say, my need. His money. According to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Last one. Isaiah 41:10. Read it with me. Ready, set, go. Let's say that about 10 times back to back. Ready, set, go. Come on, fear not. For I am with you. Be not dismayed. For I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Clap your hands for these confessions. There's more, but I'll stop there. God is our God. You are our refuge and strength. You are a very present. You are a very, very present help in the time of trouble. We won't fear. In America, we won't fear. In the Middle East, we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, we will forever trust you. Trust the name of the Lord. Lord, when we leave here, keep us safe. Please keep us safe and forever in your care. If for some reason you're in this room and you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life, you should consider doing that now. If you want to rededicate, if you want to ask God to give you another chance in the area, if you could just raise your hand. If you want to be saved, rededicate, if you could just raise your hand. If you're saying, I want to walk with God, this is it. This is it. Rededication. Praise the name of the Lord. God says, I see you. I'm going to bless you. He said, I'm going to heal you. He says, a done deal. He said, you waiting on me, I'm waiting on you. He said, I'm watching your mouth. That's the title of today's teaching. He said, I'm watching your mouth. He's like, he's just looking. He don't need a telescope, but he's looking like, kind of like through a telescope. He said, I'm just watching your mouth. What are you doing? He said, I'm watching your mouth. I'm watching your mouth. He says, I have a watch on your mouth. I'm watching your mouth and I have a watch on your mouth. How long is it going to take for you to come to me and ask me? So as we leave here, we're going to say what we heard so we can see what we said. In Jesus' name, amen. See you next week.